I'm so excited to have my good friend, Carrie Wooten, back on the show. She's a former Leo, served her community with honor and distinction. She works for the National Command and Staff College as an instructor, again, doing amazing work. And she's the founder and CEO, an entrepreneur of Mindset Enterprise, where she continues to give back to our brave men and women who serve us every day. And I'm super excited to be collaborating with her and Jared Hardy with Team Triad that's going to rock it in 2020. You did not want to miss this great episode with the one and only Carrie Wooten next on the CJ Evolution Podcast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to the number one criminal justice podcast out there, the CJ Evolution Podcast, made possible by you, the listener and supporter. Thank you so much for tuning in and spending a little bit of your valuable time with us. Big shout out to the brave men and women out there working in the criminal justice field, whatever you are doing, wherever you are at. Thank you for doing it. Remember, you have much support, and above all, you are loved. Oh, folks, I am so excited about my book, Evolve. I get messages and calls every day from people around everywhere, around the country, thanking me for the book, how much it's helping them. I want to get you an autographed copy. If you DM me, send me a message on social, I want to get you an autographed copy of my micro book, Evolve. You have to have this book if you're in criminal justice or a first responder, or even you're not in the field. It's going to help you both personally and professionally. If you want a free ebook version of Evolve, head over to cjevolution.com. You're going to see how you can get a free ebook version of Evolve, this must-have book for criminal justice professionals. Are you excited for 2020? I know I am, and I know Team Triad is too. Your ascent begins in 2020 with Triad Leadership and Development Training. Team Triad is on a mission, and that is to equip organizational leaders, and you are a leader, with the skills and ability to unlock their leadership potential, get the most out of their career, and live their purpose beyond the badge. We're going to talk about leadership through coaching, addressing your fears, but more importantly, conquering your fears, reigniting that fire of purpose that you used to have, visualization, and how important it is, growth mindset, and your success history, and so much more. Folks, if you or your organization is interested in Team Triad, we would love to have you. Our first workshop is in Colorado, beautiful Colorado, February 19th, 2020 in Larimer County, Colorado, right down the road from me and Jared Hardy. There are still slots available. If you are interested, and I hope you are, come see Team Triad. Go to mindsetenterprise.net/Team Triad. And remember, Team Triad is here to help you both personally and professionally. And again, your ascent begins in 2020. Want to give a big shout out to our sponsor, Detectachem, out there. Folks, I wish we had this technology when I was a young officer. We can go, we come into contact with drugs or something else goofy, and we had the ability through technology to determine what that was, an idea. Well, now Detectachem, again, an amazing company, they are giving our brave men and women the technology that fits in the palm of your hand. It's mobile threat detection that you can hold in the palm of your hand, detecting illicit drugs, explosives, again, protecting the people who protect us every day. If you head over to the website, cjevolution.com, you're going to see a link to this great company, Detectachem. Click on it and see how they can help your organization keep your troops safer. On to the show with the one and only and the great Carrie Wooten. Enjoy. Hello, everybody. I am so excited to have my good friend and colleague, Carrie Wooten, back on the show. Carrie, you there?
I'm here. Thanks for having me, Patrick.
Oh, thanks for being here. I know you're busy. You got a lot of stuff going on with Mindset Enterprise. We'll talk about that in a minute. Now, for the listeners out there, I was honored to have Carrie at Conclave. I was there. We were both together seeing Conclave of Warriors, a lot of great speakers. And Carrie, you like Conclave. What were some of the takeaways you got from that event?
Yeah, thanks so much for inviting me. It was new for me. You know, I wasn't really in the loop with the whole crew, but coming into a really different kind of atmosphere. You know, you go to these conferences, everyone wants to learn something, everyone wants to be better. But everyone in attendance was like this true to their core, how do I get better personally, professionally, financially? I mean, really just these well-rounded, incredible people. And I mean, I feel like we could have stayed there for a week and not had enough conversations with everybody.
Yeah, and it's so amazing, and you hit it right on the head. I know you and Jared Hardy and I had a call this morning, and it is so cool to, you know, be around people who are just fired up and, you know, just so excited for the future and jazz. And not that you don't have bad days, we all do, but like you said, I mean, I'm with you. I mean, just to be in the same room with some of the movers and shakers and the people who have been through so many trials and you know, tribulations and got through it, you know, I mean, it's just amazing to hear their stories.
Yeah, and they all have them. And yeah. Givers. I know you and I talk about creating your circle of influence and the people you want around you. I mean, there wasn't a single person there in however long we were there, 3 days, that wasn't asking how to be better, that wasn't involved in a nonprofit. You know, I want to work harder so I can give more. I had so many conversations just on that topic.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone's like, how can I help? What can I do? And that's anyone who's listening, if you don't have those people in your life, then come talk to us and we'll find them for you.
Exactly.
Yeah, so get those people around you.
Yeah. And I want to talk about that. There's so much I want to talk to you about. But for those people out there who don't know who Kerry Wooten is, can you enlighten the listeners? You've done so much with your life at a relatively young age. Tell a listener who you are.
Thanks for the relatively young. I appreciate that.
Well, that was a compliment. you're doing great. You know, I mean, doing so accomplished for you know, your age. That's the truth.
I appreciate it. Yeah. So I started in law enforcement, like so many of your listeners, and what I call just a minute, you know, I did just under 7 years and, you know, large city agencies. I had a blast, and I wasn't one of those cops that got stuck around a ton of toxic people from my first day on. You know, I really had the guys around me who are working 25 years, still walking a beat with me, like loved coming to work. So had a great number of years in law enforcement, got to do all the fun stuff that so many of us got to do. And then, you know, some changes, some circumstances popped up. I had a couple kids that changed a lot. Mm-hmm. And when I left law enforcement, which wasn't really in my plan, right? I know we said on the last show together, when I was 21, I had it figured out. I was going to do 20, 30 years in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And it gave me the amazing opportunity when I did leave to say, hey, I'm still driven by this giving back, by this service to community, to other people. It's a piece of me that, I mean, I was raised in it, right? I was raised in a military family. And so then I got to build Mindset Enterprise. And now I train executives and law enforcement, and I get to meet people like at Conclave. And that's who I get to spend my time with. Just learning from them and helping people get better. And I'm living the life, seriously.
Yeah. And that's a great segue to my next question for you. Now, you created Mindset Enterprise. Now, tell the listener about that, because you are everywhere. I mean, when you reached out to me and wanted me to join and create this amazing collaboration between Jared Hardy, you and I, called Team Triad, we're going to talk about that. But talk about Mindset Enterprise, because it truly is cutting edge. It truly is amazing work that you're doing everywhere.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So the premise behind Mindset Enterprise is really changing the norm of professional development. You know, everyone's been to leadership training. Everyone's done their mandatory, you know, EQ stuff, all of those different pieces. And so I started looking at the person instead of just the organization, because oftentimes, especially the higher you go, you forget about all the people and the pieces that really create the success. So I took all the personal development and said, hey, how do we build the foundation of the people, right? The assets in your organization with resiliency and mindfulness and advanced communication, right? Performance, all those things we need in a person. And then we create this culture shift, right? Where it's not about the bottom line. It's not about the productivity. It's about fueling those who work for us. And when you do that, you get the productivity, right? You get the retention and the high morale. You get all of those desired end results, but we've got to go to the foundation first. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely merging that personal side into professional development. And it's incredible. Like I said, I'm living the life. I love what I do.
Well, and you're everywhere too. I mean, you're doing work with National Command College. I mean, you're everywhere, and Mindset Enterprise is just exploding. I mean, you're in demand, and I love what you're saying. And it's, you know, the thing, you and I have been to a lot of conferences in our careers. Mm-hmm. You even hit a lot of leadership conferences, and it seems like it's good stuff, but it's the same stuff over and over again. It seems like a lot of these conferences, they don't really change much. So the one thing I love about what you're doing is that you're constantly evolving, you're constantly changing, because you're on the cut, even you're understanding what, you know, how the person changes and the needs of the individual rather than just doing a cookie cutter every time. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And it does change a little bit everywhere I go. Like you said, I'm kind of all over the place, and from audience to even just demographics or the culture of the organization I'm training, you know, everyone's in the same profession, right? I mean, they're kind of just continuity everywhere. But if we do a cookie cutter, we're not really training to the best of our ability. So I was just in Minnesota. How incredible. The annual Sheriff's Conference, they gave me 6 hours of speaking time. I don't know why, but it was great. But you know, I got to take something brand new to them. You know, some cutting edge stuff came out in October and November. I got to take it, present it to them for the first time. They're probably some of the first to receive that training. And they really valued it. And they were greatly appreciative of the fact that it was new and I did customize. And if we can put that effort into everything we're doing, it doesn't matter what you're doing, and you're serving people first, then you end up winning at the end. Mm-hmm. Right. When I put in that effort and those hours, you know, by the time I got to the airport, I had other organizations calling me.
Yeah.
Because it was just that little bit of extra effort. And I really try to put that out there in my training too.
Yeah. Now I know that, you know, and I always ask, you know, Leos or former Leos who are entrepreneurs, I mean, you and your husband are just killing it. You got businesses on the side. Did you always have that entrepreneurial bug, you know, in you? Because I think it's just an amazing blend, you know, and so many cops out there, you talk to them, I talk to them, they get stuck in this rut where they think they can't do anything else. And I'm like, go start a business, man. Do leverage your skills. Do something else if you're not happy, or if you're retiring, go do something else. Write that book. My question to you, have you always had that entrepreneurial kind of bug in you? And you know, I know what I want to do. You know, I'm going to take what I've learned and my experiences, and I'm just going to keep giving back. Because a lot of people don't do that. You know that. Mm-hmm. But have you always had that entrepreneurial spirit in you? Because it's amazing. I think it's awesome. And I wish more people like you would do it, especially first responders, because they still, you know, at the end of their career, if you're listening and you're at the end of your career, or you want to change careers, or you want a side gig, listen to Carrie, because she's been there, done that. Have you always had that?
No, I was raised in that. Get good grades, go to college, get a good job, right? I mean, that's the order of things.
Yeah.
Now, I entered the workforce in the middle of the recession, so that was less than ideal. So there's that. Luckily, I got hired in law enforcement. Mm-hmm. It wasn't the plan, right? I adjusted, my passion changed, but I made sure to follow that, right? Follow my passion, follow what I love to do instead of what was most convenient or what made sense. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I have a degree in psychology. My concentration's in neuroscience. They wanted to stick me in a lab somewhere. And it's just, it's not my personality at all. I'm a little bit of an adrenaline junkie and I love people. I don't want to be by myself. So, you know, law enforcement was the right fit at the time. Absolutely. Yeah. But we touched on a little bit. I mean, things change. And I know you say it, you're one call away from something happening, from something changing. And law enforcement is probably the perfect kind of person to go into entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
Your whole job is adjusting and facing fear and thinking on your feet. If you can do that, you can start a business.
And hustle. and hustle. Hustle your ass off.
Yeah. I mean, business world and entrepreneur world is easy compared to what first responders are doing. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I talk about this, and you heard me talk a little bit down in Fort Lauderdale, but it always amazes me, and I know you and I think alike with this, it always amazes me, first responders out there, brave men and women, protect this great country every day, run into fear every day of the week. And when I talk to cops, you talk to many of them, Carrie, and I had a good conversation with a good friend of mine, a mutual friend of ours, you know, mm-hmm. who I'm talking about. And he was like, dude, I am stuck. I'm at the end of my career. I had a great career. I want to do something else, but I am so afraid. And I'm like, dude, what the hell are you talking about? Just do it. It's not as bad as you think. It's not as fearful once you step off, you know, and as long as you do things in the smart way and you plan for it and you don't just make stupid, you know, take stupid chances. I mean, plan for it, but you can do it. Just everything, I forgot who said it. I mean, everything you want is on the other side of fear, right?
Mm-hmm. You know what I think it is, though? So many cops hang out with cops. That's not a bad thing.
I agree with that.
Yeah, it's important. It's important to have those people who get you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you need those people. But it's the same reason that when I train last week, chiefs, sheriffs, I mean, the leaders, right? I mean, top of the chain. And I say, who in here is a communication expert? Out of 150 people, not one raised their hand.
You're in the wrong title, wrong business.
I said, what do you mean you're not a communications expert? And they're searching, right? They go, we don't have any negotiators in the room. We don't have any of this. Like, you're telling me.
Every one of you.
And yeah, in the last 30 years, you've never spoken to somebody and through your communication, convinced them to do something they didn't want to do. They go, oh, I never thought about it. I said, that's because you all have the same skill set.
Yeah.
You're all experts. So when everyone's an expert, you don't notice it. Same reason when everyone is, you know, running into battle, you know, running towards gunfire. Well, it's just another day on the job. Everyone's doing it.
Yeah.
We're starting a business. Now that's something scary, right? Because that's something out of the box.
But you can do it. And that's the one thing, you know, I love talking to you. I love talking to Jared and other people, like-minded people. It's just that, man, we are, and I talk about this in my book, you know, we are not here for a very long time in cosmic terms. I mean, I hope people understand that. Mm-hmm. When you really look at things, you're not here. It's a blip, man. So why not make the biggest splash possible?
That's right.
And go for your dreams. You know as well as I do, and I talk about this a lot. I know you do. Nobody gets on their deathbed and says, man, I wish I would have spent more time at work.
Exactly.
Wish I would have spent more time, you know, looking for that next gun purchase.
That's right.
You know, and I'm not saying, I'm not trying to minimize that. I'm not trying work's not important or toys aren't important. But the relationships, going after your dreams, those are what really matter.
No, you're absolutely right. But we forget that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We get caught up in it, caught up in the moment, caught up in the daily grind.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. So if people, now I'm going to jump the gun a little bit.
That's okay.
Now we were having a conversation a little bit before we started and kind of going into kind of tying into Mindset Enterprise. And for those of you, maybe you just turned it on, talking to Carrie Wooten, CEO, founder, Mindset Enterprise, doing amazing things, former Leo. Tell us about your coaching that you're going to throw your... You've had a lot of questions about it, a lot of people asking you about it. So tell us a little about what's coming in the future with Carrie Wooten.
Sure. So it's brand new. Patrick, I think you're the first one to know about it as of, you know, 3 hours ago. So really, really putting me on the spot right now. you know, I speak, I train, teach, you know, call it whatever you want. I grew up coaching, but more in the fitness industry and athletic realm. And but it's all the same, right? I love to see people win and whatever that means for them, mm-hmm. right? I just want to see people win. You know, it's not I can't have my success if you have yours, right? There's plenty of success out there for all of us and plenty of opportunity. So I have had a lot of requests pouring in. Hey, why aren't you coaching? You're doing live training. Why aren't you coaching? How do we get more? How do we get closer? So you know, you got to give people what they want.
They want you, right? You're in demand.
Yeah, give people what they want. Don't, and this is for everyone listening too, don't do others a disservice. I mean, it's flattering. It really is that people still want to hear me talk.
Yeah.
But I think it's because to my core, I want to help them win, right? Yeah. I want to help them get better. I really do love people. Mm-hmm. So it's not even on my website yet. Literally everyone listening, it's...
But it will be. It's coming,
it's
folks.
It's brand new. Yeah, it's coming. So we'll do Mindset Enterprise coaching. It'll go on my website. And I'll be doing one-on-one coaching, and I'll be doing group coaching and masterminding as well. There's so much power in having that mastermind mm-hmm. atmosphere where you're not just learning from me, but you're getting all the right people. If you don't have the right circle, well, then you jump into mastermind. And if I'm accepting you into it, because I only take people who are ready mm-hmm. to level up, right? I can't make you do anything. So you've got to be ready for it. And you build your circle from there. Yeah. Now that's how I met some of the most incredible people in my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. And I can't wait for it to come out. I've been, you know, you and I talk a lot and with Jared, and I am super excited because I know you're going to crush it. I mean, you will.
Thank you.
And, yeah, and I'm not excited. Just talking. Yeah. I mean, just because you're just one of those people that not, you know, I know people, you know, want to make money. Money's important, but the most important is you generally care about people. You generally care about first responders. I know I spent some time with you. And you, like you said, you love people and you're on a mission to make people better, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
And I am honored just so everybody, I mean, all of you listening out there probably have seen Jared Hardy, who's not on right now, but he will be back on the show. Carrie, of course, is part of Team Triad. Jared is. And of course, you've seen it all over social media. About a month or two ago, I can't remember Carrie reached out to Jared and I and said, "Hey, I'm thinking about this idea." Carrie, can you take it from there and what you were talking about?
Sure. So
Carrie's a smart one, folks. she's the brains behind all of the stuff that's going on in my life. Go ahead, Carrie.
No, I just target people. That's all. Right. I targeted. But you're right. We just met in person last week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so we all connected on LinkedIn. If you guys aren't leveraging social media, all my best friends came from there too. And I saw what you guys were doing, and we all have this common denominator of this service first, paycheck later. You know, you guys are retired. Like we all are just pouring into people and following both of you, you and Jared, and kind of seeing what you are all about. I said, wait a minute, what is the profession missing? You know, we're all training and teaching slightly different things. Mm-hmm. So, but if we all come together, don't be threatened by collaboration, right? It's not a competition. How do we up our game as entrepreneurs, the three of us? How do we have more reach? How do we, you know, help more people in law enforcement or, you know, first responders in general? And I did. I think I targeted you. I said, hey, both of you, will you jump on a call with me? And I was, how do we go to the personal side and what does law enforcement need, right? How do they deal with trauma and fear and transition and coping and, you know, just being better, all the mm-hmm. real stuff, right? Not the legal updates or the tactical skills. Like we all have that training. There's a ton of that. It's important. Don't get me wrong. We need that. Yeah. Hey, no one think that I'm saying go do something illegal. All right. And go to your legal update.
Don't do that.
Yeah. Don't do that. You know, do your firearms training, do all of that. But the real, raw, transparent stuff, you know, the hard things that no one really wants to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's really where you, Jared, and I started talking. We're like, hey, this is what was hard for me. This is where I struggled. You know, here's where I've overcome my issues, you know, family, job, both, and kind of having that real conversation. Putting the three of us together, I'm just glad you guys said yes. I didn't have like a JV team.
But we're, you know, I'm honored, and I'm pretty sure I could speak for Jared. You know, he's honored to be part of Team Triad, and we have our first. I am super excited, and I know you and Jared are, Carrie. But we have our first workshop session one
mm-hmm.
at Larimer County Sheriff's Department here in beautiful Colorado. February 19, 2020. It's going to be from 8 to 5. And if anybody out there is interested, you don't necessarily have to be in Colorado to come to this event. Fly in. And there's a, you see all the information, you see all the advertisement, the marketing on LinkedIn. And is this going to be an amazing event, Carrie? I mean, I'm super pumped for this.
I am too. It's going to be different.
Yeah.
You know, and I know everyone says that, but intentionally so. And we've put just little blips of information out there on what we want to do. But this is going to be what law enforcement needs mm-hmm. for the day-to-day, personally and professionally, right? Because they're not separate. Hey, how do you thrive and become better? How do you overcome challenges? And it's going to be the real raw stuff. Mm-hmm. There's not going to be training out there that is more raw than what we're doing.
Yeah. And I love it because, folks, we're all former Leos. We're all former. Together, I think we have over 50 years of experience, mm-hmm. you know, in law enforcement, which is huge. And we know, you know, we know what it's like to go through what you're going through. If you're, you know, running through, you know, you're hitting obstacles, if you're, you know, stressed out, we've all been there. And that's what I, you know, love, is that we're providing new solutions, some fresh ideas, you know, foundation building, not only identifying things, both personally and organizationally, you know, identifying them, you know, getting past them, but sustaining that momentum and success going forward, right?
Yeah, sustaining is huge. And it's huge. The stuff that we've done. The yeah. three of us have used it, so we know that it works.
Yeah, I mean, it's just so important. I'm so excited. So Carrie, if people are listening right now and saying, shit, I want to go to this Team Triad Leadership and Development Training, how do I find you guys? What's the best way?
Yeah, so of course, all social media, we're everywhere. And hashtag Team Triad, or search all of us individually. But go to the website. It's mindsetenterprise.net/Team Triad. You'll read more about what we're doing, what we're all about. And of course, you'll be able to sign up and join us in Colorado. You know, you if you guys are flying in or driving in early, we don't start till 8 a.m. on the 19th. So if you're there on the 18th, let us know you're in town. You know, we'll get to know you. We'll go grab dinner. You know, whatever it is, we're there to help as many hours as we can fit in, you know, to that day and a half that we're all in town.
Yeah. And guys, reach out. If people are listening out there, men, women, whoever, reach out to us. If you have questions about Mindset Enterprise, question about Team Triad, obviously, even questions about anything, reach out to us. It'll be in the show notes, obviously, all the things we're talking about, but we want to hear from you. If you're on the fence about attending this amazing event, let us talk to you. You cannot miss this event. This is seriously, and I'm not just, you know, I'm not just BSing you, because I know the cops out there are going, oh yeah, I've heard this before, and I get there and it's the same shit. It's not the same
it's
stuff.
Not. We've sat through all that stuff.
We've sat through all that stuff. You know, good stuff, but we want to, this is going to be different. It's going to be unlike anything you've ever been to before, and it's going to be so much fun. I can't wait. Is it 2020 yet? Is it February?
I know. Seriously, I'm counting down. It's getting close. If you can't tell, we're a little excited about it.
So. Yeah, yeah. And it's going to be so cool, and a lot of great things, you know, coming from you, Carrie. It's such an honor to be partnered and collaborating with you and Jared. So what's next for Carrie? I mean, you got so much stuff going on. I mean, I'm surprised you sleep. I mean, you're talking about coaching. You got Mindset Enterprise. I mean, what are your goals? Like, and you know, maybe give us like one of your long-term goals.
I have a lot of those. So we'll go medium term. Okay. So by summer 2020, you guys will have coaching from me. You'll have Team Triad conferences from me, a couple of them. And I don't have a date yet, but since Patrick and Jared are showing me up, you will also probably have my first book. Right, you gotta level up with your circle. So first book, which will be, I'm excited about that too.
Yeah.
That'll have to be my night shift job, I guess. Yeah. But you know, get in the real reasons, the real story, right? How did I come into culture training, right? What does that even look like? Again, it's gonna be as transparent as I can get.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly believe in that. Okay. All the mistakes I made, all the challenges I overcame, right? Putting it all out there, even when it's difficult for me to do so. Because, right, I'm tough like the rest of you, Patrick. Yeah. We talked about that a lot this week. And about breaking down the barriers a little bit. But yeah, so book coming out, and you know, it's, I want to see how far I can take this, right? I know you said it's not for a paycheck. It's not, you know, that's not the driving force. That's why I don't sleep as much and I am traveling. Mm-hmm. You know, I want Team Triad to be somewhere else every month, right? I want us to be doing large conferences and bringing in some of our incredible contacts to level up those who train under us. Mm-hmm. You know, Mindset Enterprise, I'm doing state conferences now. Next year, it's going to be national conferences. Mm-hmm. And it's really just how many of you do I get the opportunity to serve?
Yeah.
And it's, you know, go big, go fast. And that's 2020. Yeah.
That's amazing. So, I mean, so many good stuff. Now, I always ask super successful people like you, because I've yet to find the majority of people out there have a morning routine. I know we talked about this before. For those people out there that are going, oh my God, she's like a rock star and she's so successful. She's doing so many great things. But what people don't understand is, for most of us, I know you too, Carrie, we just don't, we have routines, we have habits, we have things that we do to keep us charged and energized. What is your morning routine, if you would share it with the listeners?
There is always coffee involved.
Yeah, I do. A little bit.
Yeah, there is always coffee. No, even without it, right? I do perform the same routine every day. And that's consistent with traveling and holidays and time change, right? You know, I do have a little bit of a life. So I know I've heard this, or I've listened to other people. I'm like, yo, you've got all the time in the world, right? You're just working. You're doing our thing. You don't have a boss. I don't have a boss, but I do have 3 kids under the age of 5. So there's that.
So you're a little busy.
I'm a little busy, right? So I adjust, right? Yeah. I'm usually up at 4:30 and I do gratitude first, right? I don't turn to my phone first. I know it's hard. Most of us use our phone as an alarm. I don't turn to my phone. I get up, I do my gratitude. And the days that are rough, right? Because I still have hard days.
Sure.
I write twice as much. So I change my perspective, because the mornings are what you can control. Mm-hmm. So gratitude first. Then I read. I learn something. Okay, we can all do it. Book, audiobook, podcast, right? Listen to CJ Evolution. Do that every morning.
Mm-hmm. Do it.
And then I work out. You know, I hit all those pieces, right? So you have your mental health, your physical health, you know, your spiritual, emotional, call it whatever you want. And I do that stuff every single day. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, the days that I have missed because I'm not perfect, I see a difference.
Yeah.
You know, my mind isn't right. I don't perform. So find your routine, find your habit, and you've got to stick with it. It's got to be consistent for it to work.
Yeah. And you hit it on the head. I mean, for me, if I break my routine, and I pretty much follow the same thing you do, you know, gratitude, I'm grateful before my feet even hit the floor. I am usually laying in bed going, okay, I'm grateful for one, just waking up.
Yeah.
I mean, the things are great. I'm not focused on the things so much as I'm focused on the people in my life, the relationships I have, being alive. And I know some of you are thinking, oh yeah, but really, I mean, I used to take that stuff for granted. Mm-hmm. I don't take it anymore for granted, because like I said, you know, I mean, we're not here for a very long period of time. Like you, I mean, I meditate, you know, I write, I journal, I hit the gym. For me, it's, again, a lot of what I'm putting into my body as far as food, nutrition wise. I know in the last several years I've, you know, eaten more healthy. That's huge to me. And I know you were in bodybuilding for a long time, and you know how important, you know, taking care of yourself, you know, nutrition wise is. But it is so important, folks, if you're listening and you do not have a morning routine, and I know some of you, a lot of you are working graveyards, it doesn't mean you can't have a routine. You know, you just have a routine, have a, keep a gratitude journal, You know, be grateful for you're here. Be grateful for your relationships. Spend time cultivating those relationships.
Well, and do it when it's when things are good.
Yeah.
Right? I have this conversation a lot. I know I want to wrap up, but I ask them about their challenges. They go, well, we're good right now. I said, well, don't get complacent.
Yeah.
Because things are good. It's kind of like that whole resiliency thing. We don't practice it or train it, and then we wonder why it doesn't show up when we need it. So when things are hard, double your gratitude. Work out more. Eat better. Right? Yeah. I mean, level up when things are hard. And I know it sounds easy in theory. Okay, it does work. Trust me. I've been there. Okay, I know that it's hard. Okay, I survived, and things are better. But it changes your perspective and your outlook on everything. And the hard stuff doesn't seem impossible anymore.
No, and you are, you know, I hear this a lot, is you already have, and I'm talking to you people out there, the listeners, you already have everything you need inside of you to make those changes, to be successful. One of the things that reminded me this weekend when you and I were at Conclave is most of the time we do not need to add anything into our lives. Yes, you need to eat better if you're not doing that, work out if you're not doing it. But a lot of times we need to get rid of the stuff, the conditioning that we've learned over the years. Get rid of that mindset, that, you know, that toxic mindset, that negative mindset. Get rid of the, you know, that just those thoughts that are limiting you. A lot of times you just have to subtract, not add, right?
That's right. Get rid of the stuff that shouldn't be there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. Carrie, I could talk to you all day. Any final thoughts before we wrap up?
Really just everyone who's listening, if this is making sense, but you're not sure where to go, then of course, contact Patrick. He's a genius. He's being humble. And then contact me. And it can be through social media. You can go to our websites. We're here to help. I'm here to help. And if I don't know the answer, then I find you the person who does.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. As simple as that.
Just amazing. Team Triad 2020, folks, again, Larimer County, Colorado. You're going to have a chance to meet Carrie Wooten, Jared Hardy, and myself. It's in beautiful Colorado in February, so it's going to be a little cold.
That's okay.
Gary's coming from Georgia. But I am super pumped, folks. All the information is going to be in the show notes. Sign up for it. Pass it to your friends. Pass it through departments. You have got to make this event in 2020 Team Triad, right?
That's right. Be there. We're going to be there. So we need you guys to come hang out, and you know, we'll level up together, right? It's a team for a reason.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Carrie Wooten, you're amazing. You're doing so many great things, great work out there. Much success to you. I know I talk to you almost every day, but again, much success to you. Keep up the fantastic work. I am so excited for Team Triad. And folks, everything we talked about in this amazing interview is going to be linked up in the show notes. Carrie Wooten, thank you for being on the show.
Thanks so much, Patrick. Always a pleasure. I appreciate it.
All right. Take care.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast. For more strategies for self-improvement and resources based on today's episode, be sure to head to cjevolution.com. You can also connect to Patrick directly on social media at @Pat_Fitzgibbons with any questions, comments, or concerns. We look forward to helping you find more personal success on the next episode of the CJ Evolution Podcast.